Good morning, Big Brother fans. It is Thursday, September 1st, 2022. And it's the final month, or calendar month, whatever, however you call it, of Big Brother. That's it. We're September 25th, Sunday is the finale. And yes, that is a Sunday, not a Wednesday or Thursday. But anyways, we're not there yet, but we're getting much closer. And tonight we will be down one more house guest. That house guest will be Kyle. Nothing has changed. It will be unanimous. If Kyle has anything to say about it, he told Alyssa last night to vote for him. So, and last night, let's put it this way. Yesterday in the house, there's really nothing to talk about. Nothing really happened. They just went through the motions of the day. I can't think of anything in particular. It was like, oh my gosh, this is going to have nothing. They're planning for the next week, and really after tonight, tomorrow will be much more interesting to talk about than today as far as in-house stuff. So just know that. So I don't have any breaking news, guys. I have thoughts on last night's episode. And last night's episode ended long before the Power Veto meeting. They didn't even have the quote house meeting that they had that we didn't see. So this weekend I did a very long talk about what went on in the house, and today on the show, or last night on the show, they gave their version, CBS did. Excuse me, I've got a tickle in my throat, it's gonna drive me crazy. And CBS versions, I mean, they have to get everything in an hour, right? Or they only have an hour last night to tell at least part of the story. So they have to make some editing decisions. And one of the decisions was, all right, let's show the power veto, which Michael did dominate. I mean, they barely showed anybody filling things up. It was just Michael going back and forth and dominating. They got in some falls. That's what they want to show. I thought Michael won an extra thing. He was so fast and got a prize. But basically, the thing that Michael did that was so dominating was he never went for the big cup. He just used the small cup the entire time and blew everybody else out of the water. And the Power Veto winner not only won the Power Veto, but also won the right to watch the movie Bros. So that's the... that's how he got that. I thought there was a side... I thought he won the side bucket, too. And then in addition to getting the Power Veto, he got that, but that wasn't how it worked this year. Sometimes you win a little side prize if you fill that smaller one. So, Michael dominated. They showed that. That was really that happened. Well, that happened first. But then the next thing they showed was them watch. They went right to watching the movie. And everything else that they showed after the movie happened between the Power Veto competition and the movie. So that's the difference. Right? Did it happen? Yeah, it all happened after the Power, I think. Gosh, man, now I'm a bit flummoxed. But yeah, no, I think the Power Veto, everything happened after the Power of the Veto, before the movie. And then after the movie, they had this house meeting. Actually, during the movie, Kyle apparently talked to some of them. And then after the movie, Michael came out. I know Kyle ran down Michael, and we don't know what happened, but then the feeds were down for 2 more hours, and that's when this, quote, house meeting that we are waiting to see apparently happened. But there's a lot that they didn't show. I'm glad they showed some of Kyle's comments last night that gave some context. They rewound and showed it to give people a little bit of context. I wish they would have shown... I was expecting them to show certain things and they didn't, but I guess some of the read by at least some of the fans online was that Michael was not really concerned about the racial implications of what Kyle did as much as he was his own game. I didn't think they showed that enough, because I felt like Michael was really just weaponizing this whole issue as a way to get Kyle out and further his game, and I didn't think they emphasized that enough, but I guess online a lot of people felt that they did. So just be aware that And I had shared clips that Michael was very much looking to destroy Kyle's game and get Kyle out of the house. And I guess what some of the people have an issue with, too, is that meanwhile, Michael, and I don't think they showed, I don't remember if they showed this or not, but it's not that important, but Michael told Terrence to nominate Joseph, to get Joseph out of the house when he went into the backyard. So Michael targeted Joseph via Kyle last week. And, you know, if the thought by a lot of people is, well, if Michael was this concerned about Kyle, why didn't he do this earlier? Why didn't he do it then when he had an opportunity to say, Terrence, by the way, you know, Kyle, I think Kyle's got some issues. And Kyle, or Michael, the way he edited it was, you know, Michael's like, oh, I've been struggling with this. And it's like, yeah, you kind of tucked it away in the back of your brain. You weren't struggling. At least you didn't appear to be struggling than most of us. All right, enough of that. Dead horse beaten. So they changed the way they showed it. It is what it is. That's the difference between reality TV and reality and reality TV. They weave a story with it. They edit it, and that's why I can't. I watch every other reality show, and I kind of go like, is that really what happened, though? Is that how it happened? And that's why I don't watch much reality TV anymore. You know, the shows that I watch them knowing that, yeah, that's probably not how it happened. Or, you know, that's how they're telling us it happened, but let me think of how else it could have happened. There was a show I watched. I did watch a reality show Monday night, maybe, I think, or it was Snake in the Grass. That Janelle and Rachel were on, and Celia, I don't remember her name for Survivor, and I think it's Stephanie, two big Survivor people were on, where they weren't competing against each other. It was one competing against three. One was the bad person and was supposed to be figured out by the other three. And the gist of it, and this is not a spoiler, I'm not going to name names, but the gist of it is that I watched the first episode of that Snake in the Grass show, the first episode for the season, and in that, they didn't reveal who the snake in the grass was until the very end of the show. In the episode with Rachel and Janelle and Stephanie and Celia, I can't remember her name, they revealed the snake in the grass right in the middle of the show, because the majority of the show was about how the snake in the grass was trying to stay concealed because they were constantly, you know, I think they figured it out really early on, and I think they kind of knew it and they kind of went through the motions to get to the end, but I have a suspicion that they actually figured it out. I think the snake in this case exposed themselves, and they didn't show that, but they kind of went, I really think they just like, well, now you know. Okay, well, let's go carry on through this and see what we can do. And I hate to say it, but I think that's how it went. But I'll never know, because, you know, it's a reality show. It's all edited. There was no live feeds. There was no way to know that happened. And of course, you don't want that to happen, because then it's like, well, what's the point of watching the rest of it? They already know who the person is, because the way it worked was, in the end, they voted, and the three non-snakes had to vote for the same person to be as the snake in order for them to win a share of $100,000. If they didn't do that, then the other person, the snake, won $100,000. So it's either $30,000, you know, $33,000 to three people, or $100,000 to one person. Now, these were celebrities in the reality world. They probably got a pretty damn decent chunk of change just to do the show. You know, I'm sure that the person that was the snake still made out okay. So, anyways, that's the that's my reality TV thoughts as I talk about Big Brother. I just don't have a whole lot to add right now. It's going to be Kyle tonight. I'm actually not going to be watching the show live. I am going to be at a football game. It is now college football season kicks off tonight. I will be at a football game. So I'll have to catch up later. I'm okay with that. I really am. So I don't even know if I'm going to jump on Twitter or not to figure out what's going on. I may or may not. Knowing me, I probably will. But another part of me is like, don't look at your phone. just enjoy it. So I'll talk to you guys in some capacity, or maybe I'll figure it out on the drive home and I'll jump on a live thing. I didn't do Twitch or Twitter or Twitter Live last night again. Mentally, I'm just like, I just need a mental break. And so apologies to those of you that look for me on there. Maybe I'll do one tonight. We'll see. But if nothing else, I will talk to you again tomorrow, and I'll have a lot more information to share and a lot more thoughts. All right? Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.